Blog Talk Radio. Does anybody in here still fight today?
A little bit. That old devil tried to work against that old song. But boy, if you've been on the battlefield for a while, Reverend, sometimes you just take that song and sing it to yourself and just to encourage yourself, you know.
Yes, sir.
I done been through some hard times. I done been through some trials, you know. And then when I think about it, man, someone's going somewhere worse than I am. Remember, I'm telling you, we're living in a time that God has not forgotten us. He hasn't forgotten us.
That's right.
We're living in a time that we can wake up in the morning and worship God. Oh, I know right about it. We live in a time that we can worship God. Watch this here. Monday through Sunday. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
We can worship
sir.
God. We can lift our voice up and say, thank you, Lord, because he's been so good to the church. Man, he's been telling us that we've been to ourselves. There's some things he has done for you. You'd be surprised. Hold your hand over your mouth for a minute. He gave you breath to breathe, man. He done some things for us this morning that some people probably don't even realize, man. People wake up this morning back and put their shoes on and they put their pants on or they put the dress on and don't even thank God for nothing, man. They just go with their whole day life. Just don't give. I want to say this morning, have he failed you this morning? Did he feed you this morning? Somebody said, what you talking about, Rip? What I'm talking about is have God woke you up with your mind on him. Rev, you gave me a text, you know, by one of our brothers, you know, and I was thinking about Doc texted me again yesterday about his son, you know, come on. They had to go do emergency operation on him, you know. I mean, we live in a time, man, that you just don't know, man. You're trying your best to get things out and wonder why things happen over here and happened over there. I've learned, man, God's still God all by himself.
Mm-hmm.
He's still merciful. He's still a healer. He still loves us. He loves us in spite of all the things we do. Man, there are some people that really know God and can put God down and serve the devil, man. You hear me what I'm saying? Put him down. And they know God. They know him. They had a relationship with him. Preferably that they did know him. I haven't gotten my point in my life. I know right now that we got to preach it, man. We got to teach it, man. That we have to witness it. We have to be that light, man. Not trying to look down on people, but letting them know that you can walk this earth with the Lord. That's not going to zip you from trials. It's not going to zip you from tribulation, Reverend. It's not going to, you might get a disturbing call sometimes. That don't mean God's not in the corner. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I don't know if everybody's praying like we need to. I don't know if we're praying hard enough to the Lord, letting the Lord know that he's in our life. Are we really praying for his coming? Or are we just praying for a car? Are we praying for a home? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Are we praying for a bank account? Are we just really praying for what? Self-gratification. Man, we ought to be praying that God's will be done. His will might be so different from my will, Doc. I'm telling you, his will might be totally different from my will.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we line up with him sometimes, precept to precept. Well, a lot of times we be so far from him, it's pitiful for what he had for the church. What do you think about it, Rev?
Yes, sir. That's it. That's it, man. That song just made me just thank God, man, for trials and tribulations. Because I want no one think if we suffer with it, surely we'll reign with it. And he thought of us, man. It's a blessing. It might sound crazy to some, but it's a blessing to be able to suffer because God felt like that you could handle. He felt like that you would call upon him, and in the midst of your trial, in the midst of your going through, that you would have faith, and you would not doubt and give up, but you'll cling on to him even more so and trust him, because you're looking for him to see you through. Hallelujah. So we thank God for this moment, this hour, this time, that we can pray unto him, hoping and expecting, and God makes it a reality. You know, we look to the heels which come with our help. You know, some they have to pick up their gods and turn and carry them around and fix their statues when it cracks. Oh, hallelujah. A living God within our heart, and the more we magnify him, the more he'll be manifested in our life. So when the storms do come, we have an anchor that we can hold on to. When it seems like it's too much for us to bear, we have a higher calling in Christ Jesus that lifts us up and carries us through the storm. And even when it's times of peace, if we cling on to him, even when everything is howdy, we cling on to him those times, surely we can bear the storm. But I just thank him, and I just love him, because I feel like where is going on. I feel like I feel it. Thank you, Jesus. So trials, they come, you know, and some of us suffer for righteousness' sake. You know, we just try to be right, you know. We suffer because we're not, we don't look for amen, but we look for what God will be pleased with, and sometimes it causes
right.
flesh to be irritated, even irritated within ourselves, but it would keep on. God's light shine, hallelujah, and the demons, they got to flee, but as they flee, they try to interrupt or disrupt, but I'm glad, hallelujah, that if we cling on to God, hallelujah, I had a mother, God, a blessing, I call her mom, though she wasn't my biological mom, but she's sick, but she spoke something on me one day. She said, stand back, Rev. Oh, I feel the Holy Spirit and watch the salvation. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Boy, what a blessing. What a blessing. Even when you're going through, what a blessing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. You know, I thought about Rev, you know, when I passed the sick, you know, think about, you know, our brother, he said, you know, he lived with pain constantly. Lived with pain constantly, you know. But when he did have a good day, when he did have a good day, man. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Wow. Wow, you know. His father spoke something one time, you know, and I thought about this when I was on my way home. His father, which is a retired pastor, Brother Smith's father said when he was young, he used to play the instrument just to, you know, to make him feel better. You know, that was, oh, man, he'd been suffering a while, but God gave him a talent, a musical talent, and sometimes he'd go play the music just to make him feel better. Remind me of.
All right.
Oh, hallelujah. And God bless David to play for the kingdom. It's when you trouble with the spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I just love you, brother. Good morning. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, Rev, we right here testifying, look like. We right here testifying, and we wouldn't be remiss, you know, we don't spend the opportunity of testimony, you know, come on.
Thank you,
it ought to be a time that you all just want to hit the one button and say, I just want to tell you how good he's been to me. Yeah.
That's it, man.
It ought to be a time that, there's some stuff really heavy in my heart, but I do know God is able. You know, it ought to be a time that when someone make a way for you to tell someone about the goodness of the Lord, you ought to be a very surprised and boldness and tell how God's been good in your life. Somebody said, why are you always asking somebody? Why are you always begging somebody? Well, it won't be a day when you say, what did I say? Well, that's what God's going to say. What did you say when you were before the people?
Yes, sir.
Even the ones that listen, he's going to say, what did you say when you had an opportunity to tell somebody you love me? What did you say when you had an opportunity to tell somebody when the spirit was high, that can you pray for me? What did you say?
Thank you,
Lord. Did you crawl under your arm? That's a scripture that don't quench the Holy Spirit. Oh, what you mean by that, Eric?
That's it.
Look, can I tell you about it, Rev? See, you can be feeling God all over your body and say, I want to talk, but if I get on, I don't know what they're going to say, or I don't know how they're going to look at me. I'm just going to be quiet. You just talk yourself away. You'll be surprised what blessings will come in your way if you step out on faith. Oh, I know I'm right about it. If you just step out on faith and say, Father,
that's it.
I come and I thank you. Publicly, I want to thank you for what all you have done in my life. It could have been nobody that did what you've done for me. I know I wasn't worthy for what you have done for me. I don't want to coerce you to say the words I'm saying. You have a personal relationship all by yourself, and I wouldn't leave the opportunity on the table to say, Father, you've been so good to me. Lord, you've been better than me. I've been to myself. Now, we're gonna pray. We're not going to get rushed off with it. We're going to pray, and we're going to pray for my brother. We're going to pray for Brother Barney. We're going to pray for anybody that's got someone needs to be prayed for. We want to lift them up because we believe that, it, when a family prays together, I believe we're family now because I see the same numbers every day. I really believe when a family prays together, they stay together. That don't mean we don't have fights. That don't mean we don't disagree sometimes. But I've been taught, Reverend, I can respectfully disagree. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I can respectfully disagree. It don't mean I don't, God may show it to one of us. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I'm not saying me and Rev got a problem. I'm just telling you that then when you come, you might say something, or I might say something. It might not be lined up with each other. You know what I'm talking about? But I learned. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. God is not the author of confusion. Whatever you see confusion, I don't care how much good you think that person is, the devil's in the details. The devil is in the details. The devil wants you to argue. The devil wants you to fight. The devil wants you to have all, man. Some people be fighting so hard, man, hey, Reverend, they get a headache.
Mm-hmm.
They fight so hard and argue so long they won't have the last word. They have a headache, you know.
Mm.
Let me tell you something here. Be free from that. I remember that song, I'm Free.
Oh, man.
Oh, you remember that song? I'm not in the spot to find that song. I got to go get that song, man. I'm Free. You know what I'm talking about? No more bound.
No more chains holding me.
My soul is resting. Hallelujah.
Yeah. It's just a blessing.
I'm free.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm free. Yeah, amen.
I'm free. You know what I'm talking about? I don't need nobody to watch me up because he's been too good for everyone. He's been good for everyone.
Yes,
I can see it all day long and tell you how good he is to me. I feel pretty good. Adversity is coming in my way right now. Oh, help me.
I know you're right.
Trials are there. But you know what? I know a bigger God.
Mm-hmm.
So I take it to the throne with confidence. With my faith in God, I can't speak for nobody else on this one. He better start bragging. With my faith in God, it might make your little faith shatter a little bit. You know what I'm talking about? He said, why would he say that? Because if I say something, I believe in healing. I believe God can free any man, any child. You might not be there. That's why he gave us a call to stay on this and be a watchman for him until he comes. See, I don't want to be like Peter and James and John when he told them to stay there and watch and pray. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Hey, Reverend, they wouldn't stay and watch and pray. What they do, Reverend, they slept on. Peter went a little farther praying to his father because he didn't go somewhere that you and I were so happy when he went. After we know, some of us had to know after of it, right? But knowing the story, Reverend, he went on, Reverend. But them other brothers, they slept on. I don't want to be sleeping when he's coming. I don't want to be caught somewhere, hiding somewhere, and he coming. He said, I gave you all kind of warnings.
Yes, sir.
I gave you all kind of warnings. Oh, yeah, your bank account looked pretty good. You ain't worried about no bills or nothing, but I gave you a warning. The landlord has to come one day, remember? When the landlord comes, it won't be that money to get you out of this one here, brother. Yeah.
That's right.
You got some late charges right here. You got some late charges, brother.
Mm-hmm.
You got some late charges, brother. I got to come, man. What they call it, when they take all, they go get the customer, right? And the customer goes, they take your couch, you take your pots and pans and your clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they lay it out on the chair. What are you doing? He did what? Eviction.
Yeah,
right? That's what
eviction. Yeah. Yeah, eviction.
Hey, Reverend, the landlord coming one day.
Yes,
he coming. And he coming. And when he comes, most landlords don't have no pity. You know what I'm talking about? But this one did.
Mm-hmm.
He giving us an opportunity to come in the house.
Opportunity.
Oh, because he's making a mansion for you and I. Oh, yes, sir. You got a room just like I got a room. Hey.
Yes,
I'm going to claim mine, though. I'm going to claim mine.
That's it, man.
So we say it again. I know we're talking too long, but so we say it again. Prayer. Brother Doc and his little son, man, they rushed him to the operating room last night, you know. Keep that prayed up for him, man.
In the name of Jesus.
You know, and brother, morning. You know, I see your text. You said,
yeah.
We want to pray for
yes,
that.
Sir.
We want to trust and agree, Reverend. Reverend, we can't make nobody ask for prayer, Reverend. We can't make nobody
mm-hmm.
testify, Reverend. I know they come out, a lot
yeah.
of them, they really diligent seeking the Lord. You know, so they might not never hit the one button, Reverend. But, Reverend, let's just pray for all mankind. Reverend,
that's
let's pray for them, Reverend.
That's
you know, we
yes,
can't
sir.
Make nobody
yes,
do that, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
And if it's
mm-hmm.
God's will, we'll probably do something out of the prayer, Reverend.
mm-hmm. You know, as you was speaking, you know, Lord put it on my heart that death and life are in the power of the tongue.
That's what it is. That's what it is. It's in the book.
Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, mm-hmm. and they that love
the
it shall eat the fruit thereof. You know, when you speak
mm-hmm.
of the Lord and His
mm-hmm.
goodness, when you know,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes you got to do it when it's not favorable. You know, you got to speak of His
mm-hmm.
goodness. You know, Job said, though you slay me, yet
yeah.
will I trust you.
Yeah, trust
you.
Uh-huh.
Some people can only speak good things when it's good, but I speak in the midst of, you know, trials and tribulation,
uh-oh.
In the midst of
uh-oh.
Going through, in the midst, I tell Him, thank you, because I know it is
uh-oh.
In Him, and He allows things. And it, but it's all going to be for the better. Oh, hallelujah, the better. So I just thank God that we can speak of His goodness when it's to others, it looks bad. But we say, thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy and your grace
uh-oh,
that you've shown towards us. You know,
yes,
you blessed me many years ago, Reverend. You blessed me really many years when I first heard you say, ain't nothing we done so good. Listen, you know, people don't, you know, they a lot of people ain't never even been sick before. And they don't realize that it is to God that they should tell Him, thank you for good health. Thank you for life. Thank you for, oh, hallelujah. Thank you for deliverance. They don't realize that He could be let you die and go straight to hell. But in His mercy and His grace, He gave you us another chance to be delivered, to be set free, to be, oh, hallelujah, to fix what we may have missed. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, bless the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kiss the Son. Lest He be angry with
mm-hmm.
you know, over that song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tell Him thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, tell Him, you know, He want to hear you. You know, me and Reverend can pray, but the Lord want to hear you. You know, what do you say about it? What do men say that I am Jesus as a disciple, you know? Oh,
yes.
Hallelujah. But I want to tell Him, since we testify, I want to tell God, thank you. And I tell Him,
yeah.
thank you all the time. And I try to tell Him abroad, and when I get a chance, I want to tell Him,
yeah.
thank you, see, because it is because of Him I am delivered. It is because of Him I
him.
Am set free, you know? I could have been
him.
I could have been worse. I could have been
yeah.
worse, but God has delivered me and blessed me. You know, I haven't always been waking up.
Yeah.
And the first thing on my
yeah.
my mind is God. And the last thing I go to sleep at night is God. And throughout the day, I try to let it be
yeah.
God most of the day. So, man, I thank
yeah.
Him for that, because that's what helps me. That's what keeps me. Even when it don't look
yeah.
favorable, I can still find some strength in God, strength for my weakness. You know, salvation, the stuff that saves you from the very effects of it. See, you, only you and God. And God mostly knows what you yet have need of. What it's going to take to get you to heaven. What it's going to take to let you pass this test that God is allowing you to go through. You know, would you pass it? Oh, hallelujah. So I just, man, I want to. Yeah, God, thank you. I want to thank him for this opportunity that He's given us. You know, we talking about the ruler, the ancient of days. We talking about Elohim. We talking about Jehovah. We're talking about Melchizedek. Oh, thank you. We're talking about one that's allowing you a personal relationship that will come and really meet you where you're at. I think me and Reverend Brian and myself, we only know what you tell us and what the Spirit will allow us to know. But God knows what no other man can know.
Yes, sir.
And he can go where no other man can go. Hallelujah. You can shut you can shut me out of parts of your heart, but God knows the secret. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Victory in the name of Jesus.
Reverend, when you pray, when you pray, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
You know, they got a big size race coming up this weekend. A lot of these guys, some of the guys are listening. They race cars, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of
yes,
them
sir.
Spectators too. You know, it's a nice little race coming on this weekend. It's looking it's gonna be a pretty good turnout. You know, maybe want to lift them old brothers up, man. They go down there, they have fun and. They have a good traveling grace, man, and no one gets hurt at home. And the only thing that gets hurt at home, mostly, it's going to be their feelings, you know, because they might get beat, you know, somebody
Yeah.
But then they got these old, they got a lot of things going on with that. But I want you to lift that up too, man, you know. I guess it's prayer time, Reverend. I'm going to add that to the prayer list because, you know, I know a lot of them probably don't come over here, you know what I'm talking about? But some do, you know what I'm talking about? So the ones don't come and do come, man, we want to lift them up, man, that they have a safe arrival with their Lord, and that God bless them, Lord, that they have a lot of fun, you know what I'm talking about, with respectful way, you know what I mean, Rev, you know? And also, Rev, that it be successful, man. That it be very successful, man. Because this is what they do, you know. This is what I do too when I get a chance to do it too, Rev. But what I'm saying is, that some guys they do it for a life, you know. That's their lifestyle, you know. And we want to pray for them, man, and lift them up, man. And got a lot of ego in this one here, though, Rev. They got a lot of. Customers and Rev, you got a lot of ego in this one here though. This is a big one, right? Yeah. Everybody can't win. You know what I'm talking about? Somebody got to lose on this one here, man. You know. It should be a nice little turnout, man. Pray for a man that you know, anywhere that someone is lifting up the race. It might not just be there, but all over the. People are trying to put the racing down. Nobody gets hurt, man. And these cars I'm talking about doing this race here, they better have all the tools on. They better have the shoes on. They better have the jacket on. Mm. They better have the pants on. They better have the gloves on. They better have the helmet on. So you know what? When they racing, it can be really, really detrimental if they don't have all the safety stuff.
Yeah.
And pray for them, Reverend. And I just want to add that in there, too. I know it might not be. Somebody said, "Well, why are you praying for that?" Hey, you just told me that's material. I said, "Well, we're praying for the brothers don't get hurt and travel the highways and byways of cars too, and pulling these old trailers down there, nobody get hurt." Man, that's my main prayer for them. You know, bro. I'm just adding stuff to the list, man.
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir.
I wish I had the opportunity to ease on down now. You know what I'm talking about, Rev? We're going to keep that in prayer, too.
Okay.
Just be a professional spectator, you know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
you might catch that later on.
I listened
to them last night. They got it going on, Rev. They ready, man. If you can let go of the train break, you know what I'm talking about. They let go of a few train breaks last night, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? They was on that two-step. They let it go last night. That was just the preliminary of it. You know what I'm talking about? You win a lot of races. Sometimes you win a lot of races, Reverend, before you even get in the car.
They
call it the gift of the gap. I'm going to give you that later on. They call it the gift of the gap. You know, you try to get somebody to get that little how you gonna feel when I let you sit up there a little bit and let you hit them Cuban inches on the side of you, Reverend?
And
see, because I get you to get a little scared, Reverend. That's how they do it sometimes. Watch them in prayer, though, Rev. Keep them in prayer, man, for safety, man. And they have a little fun down there, man. And the only thing they're going to be hurt is one lose, probably, because they're going to talk about it. They're going to talk about it real good if they lose. That's why them guys don't like racing, Rev, because they be high side real strong, too. They been took it to some guys just stopped racing because they high side so hard.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, man. So they take it too far for them so they can understand it, you know.
Got
so,
it.
Brother Jock, Reverend, and his son.
Yes, sir.
My little nephew, you know.
Yes, sir.
You know, and Brother Bourne. And lift up God's plan, man. Lift up God's plan, man. I mean,
yes,
they don't want to hear it, but lift up God's plan, man. Just lift them up. And the ones who come out, you know, maybe they might be doing pretty good, man. I just want to hit it, real. Pray for them too, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
okay.
Pray for them, man.
Yes, sir.
You know, and look, how Ashley and Mike doing?
No, they're doing better. God bless them. They're doing better.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord.
Well, put my wife on there. I'm gonna put my wife on there.
Yes, sir.
Keep my wife in prayer too.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
All the miles he works.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, keep it. Keep it in prayer. Yeah. All right, real.
Yes, sir.
I know you know how to call on the Lord.
Yes, sir. God
on the Lord, man.
I feel him, Rev. God is able to do just what he said. Hallelujah, do. But we have to let him. Oh, hallelujah. So, spiritual mother God gave me to stand back and watch salvation. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we go to God in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Our Father, we come with bow down heads, Father, but we open our hearts, Lord, unto you, Father, asking you to forgive us for sins known and unknown in the name of Jesus, Father God. First of all, Father, we want to tell you thank you for blessing us to see a day, Father, we hadn't seen before, we hadn't experienced it before, Father God, but we lay down in faith, hoping and with great expectation, but well, Lord, you made it a reality, and we tell you thank you, Father. Thank you for the reality. So have you made this day a reality? We're asking you, Father God, we in faith, we're asking you to bless. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father, but we feel your spirit and we thank you for your manifestation of your Holy Spirit. So we feel that, hallelujah, while we're yet calling, Father God, you're doing the things and we just want to tell you thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah, you are increasing our faith, Father. You're increasing our hope because that's what we're yet hoping for. You're doing, hallelujah. So we want to tell you thank you. So, Lord, we're just going to tell you, thank you for blessing. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for your spirit. Well, thank you for blessing Brother John, son, Father God. Thank you for looking on the situation and just allow healing, your healing power. Lord, we tell you, thank you. Thank you for you've been mighty and wonderful. You've been loving and even gentle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for setting things in order like they should be, Father God. Thank you for victory. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for delivering the body in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. How we love you to call on your name. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessing Brother Bourne. Hallelujah. You know, Father God, infection, the bone infection. Thank you for taking that in your hand and looking up on it, Father God, and setting things in order again. Hallelujah. Moving out the infection. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We ask that you look over the whole body, not only the body, but the mind, the soul, and the spirit, Father God. Let the mind, hallelujah, continue to be reminded it is in you that we move, we live, we have our being, and let the spirit be encouraged, hallelujah, not be weary, hallelujah, and the soul yearn for thy touch. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for healing. We're just going to tell you, thank you, Father God, for we feel that you're already done, and hallelujah, the body is now waiting, hallelujah, but the spirit has been renewed and strengthened. We tell you, thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for how you're blessing us. Thank you, Lord, for how you're leading us. Thank you, Father. Bless us to be, hallelujah, great followers of when you lead us, Father God. Bless us, Father God. The only thing you have to do is think, Father God, and we go in the path that we should go, Father God. Bless us to be submissive unto your will, unto your way. We thank you, Father God, how you're blessing us to bring this body under subjection, hallelujah, that we would submit, hallelujah, deny ourselves and continue to yearn and long after thee. Hallelujah, we love you, Father. We thank you for it. We know, hallelujah, that death, hallelujah, and life lies in the power of the tongue, so we're speaking it. Oh, hallelujah. Speak it, hallelujah, just like you spoke life, hallelujah. Let there be, hallelujah. So, Father, we speak, hallelujah. Let there be, Father God, and let thy will be done. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Let your will be done, Lord God, on earth as it is in heaven. But give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those whom have trespassed against us. We ask that you lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all that is evil, for surely thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Cover, Father God, those that would go into this race community. Father God, this big race is coming up, Father God. We ask that you bless those that they would remember safety first. Put all the equipment that they need, Father God, just like you equip your Christians, your children, that they put on the breastplate of righteousness. Oh, hallelujah, the helmet of salvation. Father God, as we cover ourselves spiritually, let those that cover themselves that would, hallelujah, enter into such a dangerous sport, but Father God, bless them to be careful. Hallelujah, not to take any shortcuts, anything that would hinder them. Put on all the equipment, all the suits that they need. Hallelujah. The boots that they need, the helmets that they need, the cages, the rollover cages, whatever they need, Father God, bless them to use it. Use their resources, Father God, that they may be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Father, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We ask that you be in the midst, Father God, to remove the adversary that would cause men to fight or want to hurt one another, even with words that were cut so deep that would cause somebody to do something that they would be sorrowful later. Father God, we realize you bless us a moment to have fun, Father God, but let us let not that fun turn into spiritual danger. Oh, hallelujah. But we thank you, Father, and we love you. We love you. Thank you for an opportunity that we may look unto you. Hallelujah. So we're looking, Father God. But before we're looking, we're praising. Hallelujah. We're thanking you, Father. And we feel like it's already done, and you've already made a way out of no way. You've already healed. You've already touched. You already delivered. You already set free. So we say, Lord, we just stop and tell you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, we ask, continue to bless this plan of yours. We call it God's plan. May your plan be worked out in all of our lives in the name of Jesus. As we come together, as we assemble, make sure that your plan is worked out, Father, not our plan, but what your plan is for each and every one of us as we come together on one accord, Father. God, speak to us, Lord. Hallelujah. Speak to us, Lord. Hallelujah. Speak to us, Lord, Father God, and bless us to hear, to hear, Father God, when you speak. Bless us, Father God, when you speak, we hear, and then we do. Oh, hallelujah. We do what we hear, Father God. Oh, hallelujah, and bless us, that our hearts may apply this wisdom unto love. Hallelujah, that the things that you teach us, Father God, bless us to obey them things in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hey, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you for it in advance, and our hearts cry out, hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Your universal praise, hallelujah, means the same thing no matter where you go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you for it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Oh, I feel a special anointing in this place. The glory fills this place. Could you just, for just a moment, with the fruit of your lips, just begin to thank God? Come on, in your own words, if he's been good to you. If it wasn't for his grace, you wouldn't even be here tonight, but he's been good to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I dare you to just give him the praise. Lord. Whatever you're doing.
In the name of Jesus.
In this season. Please. Don't do it without me.
In the name of Jesus.
Don't do it without me. You gotta tell it for yourself. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, without me. Come on, help me say, Lord, whatever you're doing in
wanna be included. Anybody wanna be included? I wanna be in the name of Jesus.
I've learned how to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer. Me, the man who set me free. free. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Hold my trouble. Hold my troubles. Hold my heartaches. Hold my disappointments.
Praise the Lord.